USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance presented this week and every week till it's over there. Well, gang, this is Ken Carpenter. I'll let you in on a little secret. Command performance is on the air. All over the earth, your entertainment hangout is officially open. And the kitchen table set for you guys to sit down and take potluck with your favorite stars. The stars you asked for in your letters to Command Performance, Special Service Division, Los Angeles, USA. Right here, I usually announce the Master of Ceremonies, but with so many big stars here tonight, any star who happens to get close to a mic can do the honors. And here, with a musical tribute to the great George Gershwin, the girl who's very close to the hearts of the AEF, your one and only Judy Garland.
A little home. Thank you, and hi, fellas. This is Judy. Before I get lost in the mob here tonight, I'd like to send love to Johnny, Frankie, and Jaime, and the men in white at 975, to CSM Bennett, and the British signal gang in Persia and Iraq, to Benny Papa Pietro in the South Pacific, F.W. Moore at Lower Hutt, New Zealand, and Corporal Jimmy Ritchie of Venice, California, now somewhere in India. Greetings to Howard Bamby and the 5th CB. And for every Yank and our brothers in the United States, here's something your sweethearts would like to give you in person. One thing about a radio kiss is no lipstick. No fun either. Now I'd like you to meet a couple of old sourdoughs who mush in by command of the whole AEF. Kay Kaiser and Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Judy, and hello, fellas. Hi, Fess.
Well, well, well. Hand me four boys and call me a pre-Pearl Harbor father. Yeah, slap me down if it ain't the old groaner. How you feeling, Bing?
Great, great. How you feeling, Kay?
Oh, just like I looked at it, just like I looked.
How unfortunate.
You gotta watch this Crosby. He's very subtle. But tell me, Bing, what's new with you over at Paramount?
What's this? You don't mean that you want to talk about my pictures?
Yeah, I'm keeping quiet about mine.
Oh, you're just being modest, Fess. Rumor has it that in your current flicker, you reached the very pinnacle of success.
Sure is lonely down there, ain't it? But I will say, Bing, confidentially, of course,
yes.
I'm being groomed for a new role in the movies.
Interesting, interesting. What? What's that?
Stand in for Ishka Bibble.
I hate to bring this up, but what are you going to use for hair?
How can he stand there and make a remark like that?
Whatever we do, Fess, we'll call it a draw. How's about knocking out of tune for the boys? I see you got your whole mob here with Georgia, you got Julie, Max, Jack, Diane, Harry, Sassy, Sully.
Well, sure, but I need a smooth way to get us on.
Well, you just read this letter here from Private First Class George Hutchins. It's APO 954. That'll get you on.
But where are you going, Bing?
I got to run down to Sontag's and get my youngest boy a racing form. I'll see you.
Well, here's the letter. Dear Command Performance, I'm from good old Missouri, and being away from the farm on which I spent most of my life, I naturally miss the sounds of the barnyard. Nothing would please me more than to hear the bray of a jackass. Hey, Crosby. Hey, Bing, you can't do this to me. But okay there, Private Hutchins. Here's the bray of a Missouri jackass. Now, honest, fellas, honest, that didn't come out of me. That was our good friend Pinto Kovig, and thanks, Pinto. And washing that down with a little musical chaser, here's the whole gang in a good old time tune.
Ma, she's making eyes at me.
Gorgeous Georgia Carroll, and later jumping Julie Conway and sassy Sally Mason.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awfully nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him. Mercy, let his conscience guide him. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Mama, he's kissing me.
Mama, she's making those eyes at me. Yes,
Ma, she's awful nice to me.
Oh, Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him. Mercy, ladies, come to God.
Oh, Mama.
Oh, Ma, he wants to marry me.
And be my little honey, honey bee.
Why, every minute he gets bolder.
Yes, she's leaning on my shoulder, Mama. Oh, Mama. Oh, Ma, she's kissing me.
Thank you, kids and fellas. Here's a bing again.
Just doing a bit of GI globetrotting. We'll drop in at a good old 520 for a split second greeting to the ordnance 10th Squad I and to Wally Dominic, Private Moon, Gardner, and the gang. Hello, Talkers at 678 and Bob, Bill, and Carson, Box 339 at Cordova. Howdy, Johnny Eubanks and the squaws along the Yukon. Bob Hegreen in London. The regard of you British for the American entertainers is deeply appreciated and respected, as is your friendship for our men over there. Hello, Kitty Durant and Mary O'Neill in Ballarat, Australia. I can understand you're going for Dinah Shore, but what do you see in this Bob Hope lad? I must tell you, he wouldn't give you the right time, that boy. A quick howdy from Washington, D.C. and Cambridge, Massachusetts to Holmes, DeVito, and Butts at 3225. And all APO and FPO numbers, here's a tune that's doing fine over here. It's called Sunday, Monday, and Always. Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always? If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, or always. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can I be with you Sunday, Monday, or always. Tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can I be with you Sunday, Monday, or always? Men, command performance is like that famous corner in New York City, where if you hang around long enough, you're bound to bump into somebody you know. During our lengthy association with your old clam bake, we've been on the 24-hour alert in case Jimmy Durante should finally locate our address and drop a little gravel on us. But up to this moment, Brother James of the Ample Horn
has had operatic commitments, which kept his nose close to the Carnegie Hall grindstone. But the long arm of Hollywood finally came to our aid, and tonight all of you guys who have admired this character for so many years can join with Command Performance to say, welcome Jimmy Durante.
Each day with a song. Why, even when things... How long can that Crosby last?
Jimmy!
You feel better.
Jimmy.
You even look better.
Jimmy, great to see you. Great to see you. But why are you so late?
I couldn't help it. I just returned from a rendezvous with fame. I just stuck my nose in the cement at Grauman's Chinese.
Must have made quite an impression.
Impression? It was horrible, terrible. The manager came out, took one look at it, and fainted dead away.
Why?
He thought it was a bomb crater.
Imagine what happened if Hope dropped in there, huh?
But it's great being up there on Hollywood Boulevard. All those beautiful dames. No kidding. A sailor came down the street with a blonde on one arm. He looked like a cruiser. Another sailor came down the street with a brunette on his arm. He looked like a battleship. Another sailor came down the street with a blonde on one arm, a brunette on the other. He looked like an aircraft carrier.
How are you doing?
Shake hands with a rowboat.
You know, Jimmy, you might do better in uniform.
I'm too old, Bing. Besides, I did my bit in the last war. I was a contemporary of General Pershing.
You were General Pershing? Contemporary?
He held me in the greatest of contempt. We both got over that contemporary.
Smart man, the general.
I heard that insult, Crosby. But I'm ignoring you, and when I ignore a man, he's being ignored by a real ignoramus.
Oh, that's a gross understatement. But getting back to the last war... How did you do?
I was a hero, that's all. I'll never forget the night the captain asked for a volunteer to go over the top. And out of the company of 700 men, only one man, Durante, stepped forward.
Great. How did that happen?
Somebody pushed me.
Doesn't make any difference, Jim, what you did, as long as you were there.
I was there, and tonight I'm here. But it don't make no difference whether Durante is here or there, because you always know he's there when you hear... Now, once upon a time, they sang the Bo-de-yo-do, but that was long ago. Then everybody started into boop-boop-a-doop. They got tired of that, you know. Crosby, I'll give you $50 to show me that note in the music. Boop-boop-a-doop. Show me boop-boop-a-doop in the music.
Fair price.
Crosby is showing me the music. Too bad I can't read. But the tune for you and me. That obbligato was very unnecessary.
Well played.
Is that swingy symphony they called it ink? A dinkity, a dinkadoo. Let me hear that. Oh, what a crooning.
Ah, ink. How-dee-ka-doo.
It's my number, Mr. Crosby.
Sorry, I was carried away.
Everybody wants to get into the act. You know, I went to the circus the other day, and I seen an elephant looking down at a little mouse. The elephant was saying to the mouse, look at the size of me and look at the size of you. Why, you're nothing but a wretched, insignificant little shrimp. The little mouse looked up at the elephant and said, listen, I've been sick. I sit and music, a dinkity, a dinkadoo. Now, ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo. Let me hear that band. What a band, ink, a dinkity, a dinkadoo, a dinkity. Why, it's got the whole world spooning. You know, I was puttering around in my victory garden when I sees a little worm stick its head above the ground. It looked around and sees another little worm stick its head out of the ground. I eavesdrips. The first little worm says to the second little worm, "How do you do? You're very pretty. I would like to marry you." And the second little worm says, "Don't be a dope. It's your other end." I sick him easy. I dink it in. I dink it in.
Well, Judith, next on the international agenda is the problem of you and the undersigned going tandem on a tune or two.
You mean where we just sing a little bit of this and that?
That's right. Here's a long list of ditties, all top favorites of our AES, and it seems that some wag over there has lined them up so they tell a story.
Well, read me chapter one, Mr. Bing.
Reading it. It was back in '09 or '11 when my lawyer advised that I come to you with this message. You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, yes, you did. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few nightmares ago.
You're old. Black magic had me in its spell.
That old black magic that you tried to sell.
Your icy kisses chilled me to the spine.
Your vacant look when your blue eyes met mine.
It could have been lovely, but you were always chasing rainbows, and I chased for that note.
Well, that's true. At first I was, because I thought that somewhere over the rainbow, you and I were meant just for each other, like W.C. Fields and Rye.
That night we stood beneath the neon sign that said 26-ounce glass of beer for a dime, and I whispered, "Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair, but you never know the right thing to wear."
With your shirts, what do you care? Oh, yes, it was wonderful. And remember the night you tried to borrow $3 from me to take out that lady wrestler? And I sang, "You had plenty money, 1922, why don't you do right like my other men do?"
Looking back on those long, dull days, it seems that this love of ours went on forever.
And that drivel you handed me.
Drivel?
You said you were a homebody and that I'd be so nice to come home to. I'd be so nice in the fire.
I was a homebody, all right, but I'd go to your home and cool my heels. And when you finally pulled in, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. You danced the whole night through.
Yeah, but you drove me to it. You and your everlasting humming with that comb and tissue paper. Singing that horrible thing. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Please don't sing that. I can't stand it. Your words were like rock salt in those wounds that you cut into my heart. But I faced the future undaunted with a song on my lips. Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I've lost you. Oh, at last
I know the joy of being free.
But how about me? Each night pressing the button on that automatic elevator, up to my little room alone with my avocado seed, singing my heart out. I got nobody, and that's good enough for me.
Yes, I've been a cad. I've been a miserable wretch. Perhaps when all is said and done, when you realize that I'm gone from your life forever, what then will you say?
It's a great day for the Irish. It's a great day for Fair. I can get along without Bob Hope or Crosby. I've seen their latest picture, and it's not very good.
Cut, cut. Episode 2 will be shown at your local theater next Saturday afternoon. And Judith, after that musical shadow boxing, let's get over in the neutral corner and grind out that new tune the boys asked for.
All right, Ding, let's go. Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much. People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh. Your sighs are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
And don't start me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart,
they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love. Don't dance all night with me till the stars from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in love, so in love. All the people will say we're
does it, gentlemen, and we're unraveled, except for a final 30 or 40 minute speech involving the entire cast. This is Bing Crosby leading off with many thanks for your company. See you around one of these days soon.
And this is Judy, fellas, with love and good luck from home.
Good night, fellas. This is the Schnoz saying, what are you hitting a mop?
And this is Kay Kaiser thinking of you, wishing you the best of the best from the USA.
So long, everybody.
This is Ken Carpenter locking up till next week and leaving a note that Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.